Welcome back to Over the Bar, the podcast that is nothing but bite-sized law school survival tips. Today, Stephen will talk about when it's best to use his online courses. The best gift he can give you is flexibility. You can do an hour or two here or there, and don't have to worry about squeezing in a 12-hour lecture. His lectures last 5 hours.
If you're a student in a cookie-cutter course, the way you use these courses is really simple. You just substitute my lectures in on the day that you're supposed to be watching lecture in your program. So for example, if your cookie cutter program is doing, say, contracts or property, where you know you're on a 3-day slog, 12 hours of lecture, and you decided, you know what, instead of doing 12 hours of lecture, we could just do 5 and be in and out. That sounds a lot better to me. So you get my contracts lecture, which is 5 hours, and you decide how you want to do it. Do you want to take 1 day instead of 3 and just do 5 hours and be done? Or do you want to do 3 hours 1 day and 2 hours the next instead of 4, 4, and 4? So what's so attractive about it is, I mean, look, 5 hours versus 12. That's 7 hours you're saving on one subject. And what could you do with 7 hours in the middle of bar review? I mean, that's a huge gift.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Today, Stephen told you how he can give you back 7 hours of your life. Think of what you can do in 7 hours. If you found this information useful, don't forget to rate and subscribe so you don't miss these tidbits. For some free resources, navigate over to calweaselbartutorial.com/free.